time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Craig. All right, now the O-Deck this morning is about a very sensitive subject. So all just right. Letting you know. It's about sexual well-being.
Oh, boy.
Which is important to a lot that goes on. Good news, Viagra for women finally hits the shelves 30 years after men got the famous little blue pill in their arsenal of sexual weaponry. This is it's a cream, though, for women. He was getting a piece of cake.
Cake is forever.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's okay. Daddy was in here serving himself, I guess, a red velvet cake. Oh, it was the, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The great
E.T.'s cake. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
But the cream is called Dare to Play. Dare to Play. Why does it have to be Dare to Play?
You got to make it sound exciting.
Just Viagra cream. Why do we have to add a little hint of naughtiness there?
Yeah, that's why.
A hint of adventurousness.
Yeah, right.
Courage. But it increases blood flow to the vagina. And improves sexual arousal. Now, the way you have to use this, for all those women who are interested, is that you have to apply it 10 to 15 minutes before sexual activity. And it should only be applied once a day. And it will help get you aroused. Although I always find that there's, in my mind, a little bit of a question mark about the application of something like this.
The timing or the actual...
Okay. I just think that... Hell, I could create a lotion for men, and I just put on the directions, apply vigorously for 5 minutes, and it will increase your arousal.
Like, right.
Then I can sell it for $15 a piece.
I find it odd that they say that you have to apply 10 to 15 minutes before intercourse. Well, that's asking them to do a lot of very fine timing here. Wait, now, are you about to take my shirt off? Okay, hold on. I'll be right back.
Why are we asking women to perform so much sexual labor
right.
just to be aroused, something they have the right to be? I mean, this is obviously a systemic thing. Yeah. This is a bias. Yeah. What? What? Let me do all the talking that makes us feel righteous and ready to go to war. The company who makes it says, "We believe Dare to Play represents a... long overdue correction." Oh, it's been very long overdue. Well, you could have done something about it. Why didn't you do this 30 years ago? Giving women an option to reconnect with their own bodies, their pleasure, and their confidence. So Dare to Play, the female Viagra. It only comes in cream form.
Easy.
What?
So to speak.
Easy. All that was legit within the context of the story.
It was legit in a shady way.
So why can't men also use Dare to Play? Like the peen is the same thing as the... I can't say it. But why can't you say that? We say...
Right.
Penicity, but we can't say...
Say it. It's a medical term, or a biological term, or...
Grit.
Jeez.
You say the whole thing.
Yes, yes. I don't know why I'm rearing up like a horse and seeing a snake right now.
It's not one of the seven words you can't
you
say on the radio.
Then
no,
you
you're the
it.
One that's delivering the story.
George, you say the word.
No, you say this is your stupid segment. You do it.
Don't call it my stupid segment, sir. For the female pleasure button. Anyway.
Anyway.
Speaking of sexuality.
There's another one?
Yeah. I don't think that was the assist I needed right now, but a new study has been published in the Journal of Sex Research. I want to work for that journal. And I don't know why they need to do a study to find this, because I've been harping on this for years. But they have found that there is a double standard, or what they're calling a reverse sexual double standard. Why is it a reverse sexual double standard? It's just a double standard. That women and men are viewed differently when it comes to the subject of sexual technology or love aids.
Right.
Love enhancement aids.
Yes.
And I've always been wondering this. Why is it that a woman can have the nightstand drawer full of fun and it's, oh, it's all, look at that whole drawer of empowerment. And if men have that drawer, it's sicko, just a disgusting, can't form a human relationship, so you have to rely on.
Many, many, many years ago, friends of mine,
okay,
the wife discovered the husband's fleshlight. You would have thought he was the most evil man that had ever set foot on
earth.
They
had to go to marriage counseling.
Couldn't believe it.
Up.
Couldn't believe it. The friends couldn't believe it. It was like the worst thing that had ever happened.
Yes. It's one of the worst deals.
Meanwhile, to your point, women have these drawerfuls of things, and it's, oh yeah, okay, that's just what they do.
Yeah.
Why?
We're not supposed to have double standards when it comes to that. Then again, if you found your buddy's fleshlight.
I will admit, I was a little weirded out when I heard.
You have to admit, you were holding a pitchfork with all the rest of the friends, but you knew it was unfair that you were holding the pitchfork.
Right.
Yes, they found that, and this was across the board, men and women both showed disgust, more disgust for men than women doing this, but women really showed disgust for men doing this in their study. And they had to study it to find that out. They could have just asked me. That's all the
people. That's all you do is read these studies, so just ask you.
That, the people who are in charge, whoever they are, should have said, hey, just find an AM radio talk show guy, and he'll tell you the truth on this.
Yeah.
Oh, and then they would have led them straight to me.
He watches porn and filth all day. Just use him as a resource.
Wait a second. Whoa, wait a minute. You're painting my life is very strange here. And then finally, liquid gold. There's a TikTok trend of women harvesting their colostrum. Does that mean anything to you, the words I just said? Do you know what colostrum is?
Liquid gold.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're right. You got some context clues, and you're the guy faking his way through a test right now.
I was great at that in school.
Yeah, these
what you love talking about more than anything.
Women on TikTok harvesting their colostrum, which is the precursor to breast milk.
Well, it took 3 days. We're back. We are officially back. And then the first week, we got a breast milk story. Hot dog.
When a baby
here, it's a breast milk story.
Hold on, Double George. When, before the milk comes in, the colostrum is even more densely packed nutritionally and magically than even breast milk. And so now women are harvesting and banking colostrum at like the 37th, 38th week of pregnancy, and they're making TikToks about it. So they can all be momfluencers.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
What?
Whatever is
Why
going
don't you
on,
think that women should be allowed
sure
to be momfluencers?
No, I'm not.
You've always been, man, only guys can be momfluencers.
No. I'm just talking of, I'm tired of fluencers.
Any kind of fluencers?
Yeah, I'm just, aren't we all kind of worn out on it?
Why? You're a fluencer.
Hey, watch how I do life.
You're
at George Dunham on Twitter.
What is that?
I don't know.
How a lot of people make their money these days.
I know.
You're a sports fluencer.
Eh. Not really. I don't see myself that way. We just sit around
and
talk
sports. The world sees you that way.
Yeah, we should be happy that we live in a country that allows fluencers to flourish.
Right. We will ultimately be, I've made this prediction before, ultimately we'll all go to AI will do all the work. We'll all get a universal basic income. and then all of us will just be fluencers for everyone else. We'll all just be content creators for other content creators.
Meantime, our buildings will be falling down.
Everything will be falling down.
We'll have no plumbing.
But we'll be sitting in front of a webcam with a sex tech device inside us, just doing something for the camera, making a bacon of birthday cake with sex toys.
Making Skrilla that we only use on bigger, more comfortable chairs to sit in.
Right, right.
Can we just get
and
one
all subscribe to everyone else?
Sit in?
Yeah.
Just one.
All of our money goes to subscriptions to other people. It's going to be great. But yes, so harvesting colostrum liquid gold, the latest trend in having babies. But you should really only harvest it on TikTok. You got to be doing it publicly or it doesn't count.
Yeah, you got to put all your private moments on TikTok, of course.
Well, is it people make, I guess, a lot of money that way, or at least get a lot of clout that way. This is the year I'm going
to
dive into TikTok this year. I'm going
to
completely dive into
it. Can't wait.
Okay. You know, I'm known.
And it's all going to be about colostrum.
I'm known as being pretty active on X and on Instagram.
Yeah.
I got a lot of cred on those platforms, but TikTok scares me a little bit.
Why does it scare you?
I don't know. Just it's a little too fast paced for me.
I think it's the most addicting of all of them. Well,
maybe
I,
that's
I
why
that
I'm scared
because just Instagram has reels and. But that format, the format of the video that you just endlessly scroll, and you know you don't want to really be doing it. You know you're just passing time, but you will notice how it draws you in, and you just let's watch one more.
Next thing you know, it's 35 minutes later. It's like, what have I been doing?
And then and then you'll even do the, I watched 4.5 minutes of something that I, before I said, yeah, I was right. I really wasn't interested. And you're like, why did I do 4.5 minutes to find that out?
Yeah. That book that I read, Algo Speak, that I did a book review on, they mentioned that that
Algo
is...
Algo Speak where?
That is the, you're right, the most addictive thing that draws us in on any social media platform are the very short video reels, by far. Nothing comes close to it.
If we wanted to make the world a better place right now, immediately, we would pass a law that would say that you can only have 10 videos, and then you have to forward to another page that takes 10 seconds to load.
Yeah.
If we did that, just that one little tweak to our culture, and productivity and happiness would go through the roof.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just put a little bit of friction between us and our worst desires to just keep constantly being amused.
Yeah.
And things will go well. All right. Happy colostrum.